What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 178 of Strong the Iron Will Way. So any of you guys that are friends with me on Facebook might remember I shared a video, that's probably a week or two now. That was pretty amazing to me, and I had to share it because I couldn't even believe somebody could fucking do this. It was a kid, I don't know, I'm going to guess he was somewhere between 16 and 20 maybe. And he was juggling three Rubik's Cubes. Now, to me, even that alone was remarkable and amazing because I can't juggle anything, like, even once. So not only was he juggling these Rubik's Cubes, but he was doing it on, like, a game show challenge type thing, talent show. And he had a certain amount of time, maybe it was 2 minutes, 3 minutes, something. He's juggling these Rubik's Cubes, not dropping them. But then they slow the tape down, the recording down, and you can see that he's actually solving the Rubik's Cubes as he's juggling. So he's literally, every time he catches one, as he's tossing it, he's twisting and solving the puzzle. So in 3 minutes, he's been juggling three cubes without dropping them and also solving them. And by the time he's done, they're all solved. So they're all finished. I mean, blew my mind. I can't, first of all, solve a Rubik's Cube, one of them, ever. Much less two or three of them at a time, or within 3 minutes, or while juggling. So it was just mind-blowing. And I shared it and got some comments much like my own, which were like, just holy shit. And most people, it made us all feel pretty inept, because we kind of said what I just said, like, man, I can't even brush my teeth and walk around all the same time, much less do that. Someone made a comment that really struck me as interesting, though. She said, while this is amazing, it also makes me sad, because I know many children who grow up in a similar culture as this boy is, and he has probably spent the better part of every day for many, many years just doing this. And that's common in that kind of culture, and it makes me sad because he's really not doing much else other than that. And it was a really good point because, I think there's two takeaways from this. And this is something that happens to me around Olympic time a lot. You know, we watch the Olympics, and I get super jazzed seeing these people just excel, best in the world at whatever they're doing. And I don't care what the sport is, even if it's not a sport that I'm typically interested in, I am just blown away by the dedication to excellence and the insane ability that these people have in whatever they're doing. So whether that's bobsled or ice hockey, gymnastics, swimming, you know, things that I don't really know anything about, I just can't even believe the ability level. And then what strikes me more is the dedication that these people commit to years and years and years to be, culminate in this sometimes 15 minutes, sometimes 3 minutes, sometimes 30 seconds of potential fame and victory, or to just not even place and kind of disappear. And to think of, you know, when the person kind of wins gold and it seems like all the 15 years of not going to a normal high school, not going to parties, not seeing their friends, not doing what normal kids do, it seems to kind of pay off. But no one ever thinks about what happens to the, everybody else that didn't make the finals, or made the finals and didn't place, or just all the also-rans, right? We really don't ever think about that. So that was kind of my takeaway from this comment, was, wow, she's right. You know, we look at this kid performing this ridiculously amazing act of solving this puzzle, but yet it's kind of sad if you think about what he's had to, I don't know, give up to accomplish that, right? So my takeaway was, one thing, we often compare ourselves to that Olympic athlete gymnast, that person who's just so amazing at this thing they're doing. And that, I think that happens in kind of real life too, where let's say it's at the gym, and there might be somebody that you admire, the achievements that they've made, or their physique, or their athletic ability, or what they can lift, or, you know, something of that nature. But we often don't realize the commitment and sacrifice and dedication that that person has put in to achieve that. So number one is it ultimately worth it? And that's up to each individual to decide. So, you know, for the person that sacrificed 15 years of their life to win the gold medal, I am 1,000% certain at the time that they win it, it is worth it, and for some period of time after. But I think when you talk to these people a few years later, some of them look back and are happy they committed like that, and some of them aren't. Some of them kind of regret it because they missed out on a lot. So that's not to judge one way or the other. I honestly don't know how I would feel if I was in those shoes, because I am enamored by the idea of winning a gold medal and being the best in the world at something, and I think a large part of me would be more than happy to have sacrificed what was necessary to accomplish that. But then there's the other part of me that appreciates, you know, having a little bit more of a normal life and being able to experience all the things that I have, for example, in my life, which I couldn't have done if I was committing, you know, 12 hours a day to being the best in the world at something. So just something to think about when you are comparing, which first of all, we want to try to not do anyway, but when you're comparing your achievements to that of others, you know, remember that for most people, working out is just something that you do to feel better, to better yourself, to be in better shape, look better, feel better, be healthier, 2, 3, 4 times a week, trying to eat pretty good, and just feel better. And that is something to be happy about and proud of your accomplishments. But do not compare yourself to somebody that is a, you know, competitive bodybuilder or a figure athlete or somebody that's even a trainer. And, you know, those of us that do this for a living, I mean, this is our hobby. This is what we talk about. This is what we think about. This is what we watch videos about. This is what we read books about. I mean, this is kind of all that we do. So it's logical that we're going to be pretty good at it. Because this is our activity, this is our life. For a lot of you guys listening, this is just one small facet of your life. This is a couple hours of your week, and you got other things going on. You're well-rounded individuals. I'm asking you not to compare yourself to people that this is their primary focus in life, because that's not ever going to be possible. You know, I can never compare my ability to do, I can't do a whole lot of other things very well, I'll be honest with you, because this is what I do all the time. So for me to compare my abilities in other areas to people that, for them, it's their hobby, it's their go-to thing that they love, I'm not going to be anywhere near as good as they are at it, and I make myself nuts, okay? So that's number one. Number two is understand that if you do want to achieve that kind of gold medal ability, performance, physique, whatever that you see in somebody else, understand that it is possible, but it's going to require the same level of commitment and time as that individual probably spent who you were admiring. Okay. Now in the you know, physique body world, that's a little misleading, because a lot of times some people just have it, and they haven't quite frankly worked very hard to get it, and it just was God given. So that is first of all why we don't compare, because that's just the way the cookie crumbles. But for someone that has, you know, started out with more kind of humble beginnings in the strength and body world, and has achieved you know, kind of extraordinary changes and results, a lot of times you have to really have a conversation with that person and see that it was a long, long road with many ups and downs. And when we're finally done, everything's great. But oftentimes from the outside looking in, you might think that it was a pretty quick process. But I can assure you that it never is. Again, unless it was just kind of a gift from Mother Nature, and then that that doesn't matter. But for someone that's really made changes and gone from, you know, somebody who was overweight or very thin and now is muscular and lean and all that good stuff, it's been usually a long road. So just understand that it is possible, but you have to be willing to take that road that those other people have followed to get there. So that's the takeaway, guys, is just understand that if you want to achieve that kind of gold medal level, you're going to have to give a gold medal level of commitment. And the other part is don't compare yourself to those people that are making gold medal levels of commitment when you're not. And it's okay if you're not, because again, this is just, for most of you, one small facet of your life that is here to make your life better and enhance all those other things you do. For most of you, you're not signing on to become a professional bodybuilder or powerlifter or weightlifter or physique athlete. This is just something that's going to make your normal life better. So just keep that in mind and have yourself a wonderful day. See you guys.